This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. Stanley County Schools may have a new central office location. They held a school board meeting on Monday morning, September 9th, and said they agreed to purchase a new building to house their school district central office. The property is located at 723 Aquadale Road in Albemarle, and the building is an 8,228 square foot building that sits on 4.7 acres of land. It used to be an entertainment center and go-kart track at one time, and for the past 25 years, they said, they have leased the current office space at Stanley Commons by paying approximately a little under $90,000 annually. Not only were they responsible for the annual lease, but they also managed some of the facility's maintenance and upkeep. While this arrangement had served them in the past, they determined that purchasing a building is more cost-effective and forward-thinking solution for their district. They said the cost savings and long-term investment was one of the reasons purchasing the property is sound financial investment for the district. They'll be building equity rather than continuing to pay a lease, allowing them to manage their resources more effectively. And stability and control, owning their own building provides the stability of permanent location for the central office operations. They'll have full control over space, enabling them to make improvements or complete future expansions as needed. And the new building will provide a more suitable space for their central office, eliminating cubicles and creating areas for confidential conversations. Better designed to meet the needs and offers an improved working environment for the staff. They said they're confident that this decision is in the district's best interest, enhancing both financial stewardship and operational efficiency. Now, this announcement comes at a time when the school board has been complaining loudly to the county commissioners that they were not funding teachers and students properly. Also, they recently submitted three different grant applications that needed approval from the commissioners, and the commissioners had to call an emergency meeting. And here is Commissioner Bill Lawhorn with some of his comments before the commissioners voted 6-0 to deny all three grant application requests.
The school board continues to say that we do not give them the funds, and they make the statement that we don't give them sufficient funds for certain classes. Our responsibility to the school board or schools is to provide school buildings and also provide dollars for maintenance of the school buildings. Saying that, in the year 23-24, your county's budget was $6,557,529. That revenue comes from multiple sources, but one of the main sources it comes from would be tax dollars. Tax dollars, real estate tax dollars that our citizens pay. Of that amount of money, for every dollar, last year we gave the school system 25 and a half cent of each dollar. That is a significant amount of money. And I know this year we've increased that amount, and I think it is a little bit more than the 25.5%. So I wanted to start by saying that. I want to also say that our county manager, I believe, was notified on Tuesday, September the 10th.
At
4:47 p.m. that the school system was asking that we hold a special meeting to approve the county's portion of need-based grants, which would total, if we approved all the grants that they've requested, almost $9 million for 47 on Tuesday. Well, we got applications that were sent to all the commissioners and requested that we have a special urgent call meeting. And I can tell you that it was a shock, because last Friday, three commissioners met with three school board members and the superintendent, and some questions were asked about grants, and some statements were made they can do it, because grants that they're asking for is $9 million, right at $9 million. but the total amount of money, if they are awarded the grants, it's going to be another $40, $50, $60 million that's got to come from somewhere. I tell you that our taxpayers have a right to decide if they want to do what the school board has requested.
Stanley County Commissioners had many, many questions, and here is Bill Lawhon once again talking about who they'd like to answer them.
We did invite Dr. Dennis, and I say we, County Manager Lucas, invited Dr. Dennis to come and explain or to talk to us about why we needed the grants and what we should do to get those grants. It's my understanding that the grant application opened August the 1st. Today is September the 13th. Any grants that are requested has to be submitted by the close of business day on September 13th. That's today. So to say we were somewhat a little shocked, we were. I was, but they've had almost 5 days to notify us that they were going to do this. To my knowledge, we would have known they had the opportunity, but I had no idea that they were going to do this at the last minute. So what really bothers me and makes me concerned that if this is so important, Dr. Dennis could have been here if he had made the decision to. His school board members could have been here, or any other administrative people that work for the school system could have been here. There's no school board, current school board member here. There is a school board elect here, Ms. Allman, but she's not currently serving on the school board. If we were to approve any of these grant applications, the county is on the hook for 5%, which is $8,925,000. I have questions. That's another reason I wish Dr. Dennis were here, because I don't have the answers to them. And we're going to get Dr. Dennis a list of questions, and I know other commissioners have questions. And the questions that I have, they are stating in the grants that high schools can be built for $95 million. That's a lot of money, but in today's world, I personally don't believe a high school can be built for $95 million. Brings the question, who determined the building cost? Another question I have is, where are these schools going to be located? If the grant is approved, the balance of completing or finishing the buildings would be a large amount of money. Where's that going to come from? Is it going to come from our taxpayers? If it's going to come from our taxpayers, then our taxpayers deserve to know.
Other commissioners at the meeting had a lot of questions as well. In fact, Peter Sciutto put together a whole presentation, and we'll bring all those to you in a future newscast as we continue to cover the story. And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.